Random House Audio presents Star Wars, Fate of the Jedi, Omen, by Christy Golden. Read for you by Mark Thompson. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Prologue. Orbiting Zyost, 2 standard years ago. Dissian felt the planet even before it appeared on the main bridge monitor of the Poison Moon. She sensed it had seen her, as she now saw it. This seemingly harmless world of blue and white and green. And she smiled gently. The pale geometric tattoos on her face, standing out in stark contrast with her dark skin tones, crinkled with her smile. This was the destination she had beheld in her mind's eye a short while before, the unvoiced answer to the question of what she was hoping to intercept here. She had ordered the crew of this frigate to make all speed and only hoped she was in time.
Where are you going, charming one?
To unopened eyes and dead senses, this planet would seem a world much as any other. A world with oceans and landmasses, heavily, practically entirely forested with 2 white ice-capped poles on either end. White clouds drifted lazily above it. But it was not a world like any other. It was Zyost, homeworld of the Sith. What was left of the Sith Order now remained silent and in hiding on Korriban. She would return there soon, but not without the prize she had come to claim. Dissian realized she was leaning forward slightly in anticipation and settled back in her command chair. She gently pushed her excitement down, lest it interfere with her mission.
Waynus, take us into orbit.
In her role as an intelligence gatherer, the light, musical tone of her voice often deceived others into thinking her much, much more harmless than she was. Her crew knew better.
Yes, Captain.
The chief pilot of the Poison Moon replied. Waynus was a laconic man, not at all force-sensitive, pleased enough to do as he was told in exchange for the generous pay he was receiving. In his own way, the graying ex-pirate was as fair, honorable, and hard-working as many so-called upstanding citizens. He had done well by Dissian on this mission already.
Any sign of the meditation sphere?
She asked Athela, her sensor officer. Athela leaned forward. Her face, which would have been beautiful in the traditional Hapan manner, if not for the horrific burn scar that marred the right side, furrowed in concentration.
Negative,
Athela replied, as Zyost appeared in the forward viewports and the Poison Moon settled into orbit around it.
No indication of it on the planet's surface.
She turned to regard her captain.
Looks like we beat it here.
Dissian smiled again. No mistakes. All that remained was to capture the small vessel itself. Dissian settled in to wait, her dark eyes on the slowly turning planet in front of her. It gazed back at her, and she felt a tug in her heart. She wanted to land the Poison Moon, to walk Zyost's forests as other Sith had done in ages past. But that was not why they were here. She must think of the good of the One, the Order, above her own yearnings. One day, perhaps, she would stand upon the surface of this world, but that day would not be today. They did not have long to wait. Only a few moments later, Athela said,
"Picking it up on long-range sensors, Captain."
Dissian sat up straighter in her chair.
"You have all served well and brilliantly. Now, as our smuggler pilot might say, it is time to close this deal."
It was time for her, Dissian, to be perfect. She could not afford a mistake now. She felt it even as Athela transmitted the image to her personal view screen. There it was, the Sith meditation sphere. She regarded it for a moment, taking it in. The orange-yellow-red hue, the spherical shape flanked by twin sets of bat-like wings. It resembled an enormous eye.
"Hello again, charming one,"
she said in her most pleasant voice. Silence from the sphere.
"As you see, we have anticipated your arrival. Why have you come to Zyost?"
"Home,"
The voice was inside her head, masculine and intensely focused. A little thrill of exhilaration shivered through Dissian. This was not a pet to be coaxed, but a mount to be broken. It respected strength and will. Dissian had plenty of both.
There is a better place for you than on an abandoned world.
Dissian did not speak the words. Her melodic voice was no asset in this negotiation. The focus and strength of her thoughts were. The vessel continued its approach to Xyost, not wavering in the slightest. But Dissian sensed she had its attention. It would listen.
You are a Sith meditation sphere. Come with me to where the Sith are now. Serve us as you were designed to do.